Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Today, Anne Arundel County Delegate Don Dwyer not only has new legal troubles, but for many, it is the last straw. Today, fellow delegate and fellow Republican Ron George is calling for Dwyer to resign after Dwyer was charged with driving under the influence early this morning. Dwyer was removed from the House Judiciary Committee earlier this year after he was arrested for operating a boat under the influence after a crash on the Magathie River. Dwyer admitted at that time he had been drinking and asked for forgiveness. Delegate Ron George, who is also running for governor, joins us to talk more about the Dwyer situation. Delegate, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely, Mary Beth.
So he's facing numerous new charges. What were your thoughts when you heard about it?
Well, you know, you always want to give people benefits of the doubt, but there doesn't seem to be any doubt. The smell of alcohol, and he's not supposed to be drinking at all, and the fact that he was swerving is just unfortunate. I think this put other people at danger, and that concerns me tremendously. And I have tremendous concern for Don Dwyer himself. I think all of his fellow legislators are concerned for him.
Let's talk about him, and no doubt you know him pretty well. What did you think after the boating accident, and what did he say after that, and what was the general feeling about how he was going to do after that?
For a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks afterwards, I don't think any of us really had any direct contact with Don. His phone had fallen to the bottom of the river, and he wasn't responding to calls, and he was in the hospital, and he was getting treatment. And we just all sent messages to him that we were praying for him and, you know, waiting to hear his decision. If he was going to continue in office or seek help and what he was going to do. And that's what happened last time. There's no three strikes and you're out in this. This is serious. I think legislators are always held to a higher standard. We're supposed to. And with all the scandals like the prison issue and the waste of stimulus funds and everything else that's going on, people are losing faith in their elected officials. And it's unfortunate. We're supposed to be represent our constituents, but our main role is to be an example for the community and carrying their concerns forward and addressing their concerns. I'm questioning if he's been able to carry on his duties of his office effectively while getting treatment. That's one thing. You know, he's in my thoughts, he's in my prayers, that's good. If he comes out of it, that would have been great. But with this, he put other people at risk. And it's too much of a concern. You can't risk it anymore.
It seems to me, Delegate, you're not exactly going out on a limb on this, but there are not many people other than you calling for his resignation.
Well, I think he's been given that chance. We need him to take much more seriously his recovery. That's important for him, and if we're concerned for him, we want that. But I'm also concerned for others. You're putting other people at risk, and I think we all need to come forward. You know, we can put our arm around him and say, Don, you know, that's it. Let's get you help. You know, take this more seriously and do everything we can. Recovery is a difficult thing.
Do you know anyone who's spoken with him?
I will tell you that I texted him first thing this morning, and I told him I'm concerned if he needs help. I have a clinical psychology background. I know where to refer him to if he wants, you know, me to do anything to help him, anything at all, to let me know. I said, you know, I am calling for his resignation. If he does resign, can even give us a recommendation of who he'd like to take his place or something for this last session. But, you know, it's time. And I just let him know I'm here for him.
Finally, if for whatever reason he's in denial or decides that resignation is not an option for him, what can the legislature do?
Well, I think, you know, that he still has to go through a trial on this case. And then I think if he's convicted of it or whatever, you know, then people will step forward. But I think we've already been through that. We've already been through that once. We can't keep going through this, and it puts other people at risk. We cannot wait for a third time. So I think that other people need to join me and show their concern for him, but also show their concern for others. And it's the higher standard that we're held to.
All right, Delegate Ron George, thank you so much for joining us and talking with us about Delegate Don Dwyer, and also make it very clear that you are calling for his resignation.
Yes, I am, Mary Beth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.